This is Reba Muhammad, R-H-E-B-A-M-U-H-A-M-M-A-D. Date of service is 8/28/2023. The date of birth, 9/18/55. Date of accident, 2/19/2022. The patient is here for a follow-up evaluation. She was initially involved in an accident where she hit another car, head-on collision, and then her car slid into the curve, oncoming traffic, and hit other cars at the red light. She was a driver in this accident all alone. The impact caused her severe headaches along with dizziness, vertigo, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, loss of memory, forgetfulness, confusion, disorientation, spots in the vision, blurred vision, along with pain symptoms, pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, and both shoulders, both knees, as well as shooting pain to the left arm, along with left elbow, left forearm being involved. All the five fingers on the left side were involved. Some pain was also reported in the upper arm on the right side. Her walk was painful. Sleep was interrupted. Currently, she reports her pain is around 7, and it varies from 3 to 7. Like her right knee pain is 3, left knee pain is 7. Pain in the neck is now 0, and she has no pain in either shoulders, and she can move her arms perfectly well to 180 degrees. And lower back pain is none there. And she doesn't want any injection treatment to the knees or median nerve block for carpal tunnel. She doesn't want any surgical consult. She doesn't want anything else. Her knees are also working very much better, except for the back of the knee on the left side. She does have some numbness of the left hand, left arm, and left carpal tunnel syndrome was diagnosed earlier. And her MRIs are positive. They were discussed with her at length. Patient has extensive damage to both the knees and the left shoulder, and that may require further steroid injection to bring her some relief. And the patient chooses to do the physical therapy and chiropractic treatment for now, and she has never come for cervical epidural steroid injection as of yet. An MRI for lumbar sacral spine was requested, but she doesn't want to do it. Bilateral knees replacement are to be done, or at least meniscus repair. She has not gone to see the orthopedic surgeon. I did order an MRI of the cervical spine and lumbar spine to identify the current pathology. So far, I have not been successful. Pain level is between 3 and 7. ADLs are affected 6. 20% improvement has been achieved in the system overall due to the current treatment. Please review the chart for ADLs, for neurology, for system review, for additional history of substance abuse and compliance history. In the physical examination, blood pressure is 128 over 89, pulse 67, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam is same from previous visit of 7/20/2023, dictation number 0825-027. Except, please mention that in the extremities, both the upper extremities are completely normal and carpal tunnel signs are absent. There is no evidence of carpal tunnel compression. The tinel sign and phalen sign is negative. The shoulders have also healed. The Hawken-Kennedy test, speed test, near test, anterior posterior apprehension test is negative bilaterally. Range of motion is completely normal at 180 degrees of abduction. Pain is not present at all. Baseline pain is absent, and her motor power is normal. The examination of the right knee is also completely normal with no finding. There is no swelling, no peripatellar tenderness, no issues with the ligaments or collateral ligaments. The anterior posterior apprehension test is negative, strainment test is negative, and no deficit is noticed. No swelling, no contusion, no tender points. Right shoulder right knee examination is the same as the previous visit of 0825-027. Current treatment is to continue the physical therapy in the affected areas, and including neck and the lower back, shoulder, knees. Role of the laser treatment, infrared device, acupuncture has been discussed. We have been informed about photobiomodulation device. She can work on a 6 hours, 6 days, 5 pound lifting limit, and her labs are reviewed. Thank you.